With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. One Democrat hoping to unseat Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte next fall has an early lead in his campaign bankroll, according to the latest federal finance documents. Corin Cates Carney reports.
John Heenan, an attorney from Billings, has so far raised $325,000, nearly a third of that money coming from a loan from the candidate to his campaign. Heenan was the first Democrat to jump into the race against Gianforte and has released several campaign videos since his campaign kickoff in August.
Montanans deserve someone who will actually listen to us and represent us, who will fight for us and win.
Heenan is one of three Democrats that have launched bids to challenge Gianforte, who won Montana's lone seat in the House in a special election this spring. Grant Keir, the former director of Five Valleys Land Trust from Missoula, has raised more than $192,000 since he announced his campaign in mid-September. Tom Woods, a state representative from Bozeman, is the latest Democrat to enter the race and has yet to file any campaign finance reports. After winning the expensive sprint race for the U.S. House this May, Republican Greg Gianforte's campaign is ending the latest finance reporting period with $178,000 cash on hand. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Billings attorney and Democratic U.S. House candidate John Heenan sparred with some feisty callers during his appearance today on a Billings-based radio talk show. One listener to the Northern Broadcasting System's Voices of Montana program identified himself as Kevin from Bozeman, who objected to Heenan's support of single-payer health care.
We need a free market system. You sound like a Nancy Pelosi wannabe. Who's going to go there and really get things done. Big government. Way to go, buddy.
All right, Kevin, thank you.
Well, if I can, Kevin, tell me what's so great about insurance companies. Tell me what's so great about a system where you don't know what your deductible is going to be. You don't know what your copay is going to be. You are sure that your premium is going to go up like it goes up for me and my family every year.
Heenan also says he likes the idea of publicly funded trade schools and universities, but opposes taxpayer-funded charter schools. When asked an open-ended question about his thoughts on Bernie Sanders, Heenan hedged, saying he's his own man and doesn't want to get labeled by other politicians. He then expressed his support for a living wage, saying Montanans prefer that to government handouts. Heenan joined State Representative Tom Woods and former Land Trust Director Grant Keir, who were vying for the Democratic nomination to unseat Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte during next year's midterm elections. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.